Hi, this is Simone Gescheit. For Christmas one year, I got a bike that was second-hand with a damaged seat. Mum told me Santa had damaged it on the way down the chimney, and, of course, I believed every word because I knew Santa existed. As it lays on one of the steps, it's scooped up by a strong, masculine hand, one that belongs to a rather dashing young man. His gaze moves from the shoe he's holding to the direction of our girl, who has stopped and turned at the bottom of the steps.
It really was too enjoyable in Professor Lennart's lecture yesterday. Now he's talking about the kinetic theory of gases. It seems that oxygen molecules travel at a speed of over 400 meters per second.
She woke to the sound of a baby crying, a thin bleat drifting over from next door. She checked the time, 3 a.m., and got up to go to the toilet.
I couldn't focus on anything. I felt disconnected and empty. My head spun with images I'd seen in the unit. Swamped by waves of emotion, I wept openly and often. I was slowly disintegrating, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. At the age of 11, I decided with no small sense of certainty that when I grew up, I wanted to become a prostitute. I was so convinced by this as a path of righteousness, I felt comfortable enough announcing my intentions to not only my close circle of girlfriends, but also the elderly Vietnamese couple who ran the local milk bar.
A small herd of six elephants, visible in the light of the near full moon, emerged from the pool in the mostly dry river. The lead one, which Kylie guessed was the matriarch, raised her trunk into the air and sniffed, checking the way was clear.
At bedtime, Spoon likes to hear the story about his adventurous great-grandmother, who fell in love with a dish and ran off to a distant land. Lately, though, Spoon had been feeling blue.
"What's wrong?" asked his mother. "You look a bit out of shape."
"Oh, nothing," mumbled Spoon. "It's just that, I don't know, all my friends have it so much better than me. Like Knife. Knife is so lucky. He gets to cut and spread. I never get to cut or spread.